the disciples in Adelaide earlier in the presence of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. Thank you, Maharaj. Over to you.
Hare Krishna, everyone. I'm calling you here from Germany, where we have a little ashram by the side of the lake. And I'm very, very happy to be able to phone you because Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, is very, very dear to my heart. We met first in Mayapur. I had come for the international festival, and I was just after the morning program going to my room. And as I was walking down the long building, I stood to look at one of the nice Mayapur flowers. I had not seen such nice flowers because we are from Germany. We don't see such type of flowers. And all of a sudden, in perfect German language, I heard a person saying, how are you doing? In German language. Wie geht es dir? And I thought, well, we are here in Mayapur, who speaks German, and I turned around, but I only saw a small brahmachari, Indian brahmachari, and I thought maybe I had dreamt something, or I was very tired, or so. And I turned away from that small brahmachari and wanted to continue. Again, I heard the voice, wie geht es Ihnen? How are you? So I turned again around, and the brahmachari smiled. He had caught me by surprise. And from this initial meeting, at the garden of Mayapur, a lifelong friendship developed. Of course, this brahmachari was Bhakti Charu Maharaj. He had gone to Hamburg and studied physics. Hamburg is the town of my birth in Germany. It's in North Germany. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj had gone there as a young man before he joined Srila Prabhupada and had learned the German language, because the courses in the university on physics were conducted in German, not English. Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj describes his first meeting with Srila Prabhupada, and I believe if we really want to understand a personality, we have to understand what is in his mind. It is no secret that Srila Prabhupada, that Bhakti Charu Maharaj's mind, left, right, center, front and back, all the parts of his mind were filled with love of Srila Prabhupada. That is something that stood out very much in him. So, how did this come about? Now, I think you know that he had one friend whom he who joined the Krishna consciousness movement. I know him, and at the moment this friend is here where I stay in Berlin in the hospital, and we are thinking that he will also leave. His name is Savabhavana Prabhu, and Savabhavana Prabhu had given Bhakti Charu Maharaj the nectar of devotion, and Maharaj had studied this throughout the whole day and night, and then when he woke up, he again continued it, and finally he had a dream where Prabhupada appeared to him in the dream, and He surrendered his life to Prabhupada. Only a little later he went to Mayapur to shave his hair at the banks of the river Ganga, and then dress in Vaishnava dress, and he came into the he entered the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, or the I'm not sure if it was built by that time already. He entered our property in Sridhar Mayapur and was quickly initiated, but was quickly joining our activities there. Prabhupada was not there at that time. So he describes that Prabhupada was in preaching at the Kumbh Mela at that time. And he said, I ran back to his tent. It was totally packed. There must have been 1,000 people in the tent. But I managed to squeeze in and sit at the last row and the back wall. Just the sight of Srila Prabhupada, who sat in front preaching to these thousands of people, filled me with incredible joy. But all I could hear is not the lecture. I could only hear the incessant pounding of my heart. You can see he was so excited. And I felt my heart would burst out from my chest. My body began trembling, and tears clouded my vision. I had never felt anything like that before. I was totally and completely ecstatic. This is how Bhakti Charu Maharaj describes his first meeting with Srila Prabhupada during the Allahabad Kumbh Mela. Totally ecstatic. When I came back to my senses, I saw Srila Prabhupada just as he had appeared in my dream after I had been reading the Nectar of Devotion. He was brilliant as the sun, sitting on a Vyasasan. Maharaji would say Vyasasan, that looked like a throne. He sat upright in a lotus position with a flower garland around his neck. His chin was slightly raised as he looked over the crowd, a transcendental aristocrat. Fully confident in the knowledge of Krishna which he was about to share. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj remembered that in that first meeting in the tent in Allahabad, there was a man who was challenging Prabhupada. The man had asked, why are you building new temples when there are so many old temples in India which need repair? Why are you building new temples? So rather than answering the man directly, Prabhupada chose to answer him indirectly, and this impressed Bhakti Charu Maharaj so long that many years later he remembered this. Prabhupada asked the man, who is that lady sitting next to you? And the man was shocked about this question. He said, of course she's my wife. And Prabhupada pursued the question. He said, why did you get married? The man did not know what should he say. There were 1,000 people around him. Prabhupada was nailing him down. Why did you get married to this person? And then he could not respond. Prabhupada continued. Prutate kriyate bharya. One accepts a wife in order to have children. But why do you want to have children when there are so many children already loitering on the streets? Then he answered, just as you want to have your own children, the devotees of the Lord want to build their own temples for Krishna in order to show Krishna their love. So this was the first meeting. Actually, the second meeting, the first meeting with Srila Prabhupada happened in the dream. Then Bhakti Charu Maharaj joined the ashram, Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir. When the devotees saw it was time for Kumbh Mela, they all went by train to Kumbh Mela, and there in a huge tent, Bhakti Charu Maharaj saw Prabhupada for the second time. And he was impressed because the person he saw for the second time was exactly the same person he saw in a dream when he dreamt of him after reading the Nectar of Devotion and surrendered his life to him. Wonderful, wonderful, very transcendental, very mystical. But there was a third time which I want to describe about, and this is a time where Bhakti Charu Maharaj received his transcendental inspiration at his devotional service. See, Krishna consciousness means ultimately seva, service. So, the train was coming back from Allahabad. Are you all moving in the temple room? I don't feel you're listening. This is unknown to us in Germany, this Indian culture, we don't know. Someone talks and everyone runs around. It is, we have never seen this in our life. It is not usual. The third meeting was, Prabhupada was driving back by train from Allahabad to to Mayapur, and one devotee decided to bring Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who at that time was a brahmachari, to the compartment in which Prabhupada said to introduce him to Srila Prabhupada. This was now the personal introduction. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj described this to me. He came into the department. Prabhupada was sitting on a bench where there was a chatter spread. He sat on top of the chatter. And of course, Bhakti Charu Maharaj sat on the floor like this, very nervous. And Prabhupada said, no, 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 you sit with me. And he smiled sweetly and asked Bhakti Charu Maharaj to sit next to him. So how could he say no? He took the chata, the edge of the chata, and he folded it so that he didn't sit on the same chata. And then he sat next to Prabhupada on the very edge. Bhakti Charu Maharaj did not know what to say, so Prabhupada initiated the conversation and then said, suddenly, so, you translate my books into Bengali. Bhakti Charu Maharaj said, I was traveling so many times, my Bengali is not very good. I mainly speak English. And then Prabhupada said, no, practice makes perfect. He had trust that Bhakti Charu Maharaj would do a very first-class job. Srila Prabhupada wanted that his books would be very appealing to the people of his native country, and therefore he chose the most aristocratic, the most learned, the most perfect gentleman amongst his disciples to do this work. And although Bhakti Charu Maharaj said, I don't have so much practice, Prabhupada gave him this. And I remember whenever I was with Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he would always consider this his main service, to translate Srila Prabhupada's books in Bengali. Because the books, Prabhupada knew he would leave this world, but the books would not leave. They would stay in the bookshelves of people. I myself was a translator from English to German language, and therefore I remember from the exchanges with Srila Prabhupada how important it is, how important the books were for him. And my dear devotees, Prabhupada once made a walk with us, and then he stopped and he said, my only criticism is my disciples think I wrote these books for someone else, for the people who will read the books later. But I wrote these books for my disciples, for the devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement. And you do never read them. I look at you in the crowd. Who of you reads Prabhupada's books regularly? Oh, so little, not many, read regularly. You don't read them. And therefore, Prabhupada said, if you don't read them, soon there will be no more Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. So, on this day where we celebrate Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, it is my great request to all of you that you don't make this another celebration with good words and then a good feast with rasagulla and sabjis and chilies and everything. No, the feast today should be to rekindle your enthusiasm, to rekindle your dedication to Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who has worked so hard to translate Prabhupada's books. You should make this rededication to read Prabhupada's books. I know when we had the birthday celebration of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. The second day, he would usually give initiations to new initiates after his birthday, or perhaps also sometimes on the day of his birthday. And then on that day, he would always request all of us who were there, also his godbrothers, to come sit at the fire and throw the grains. And he said, you should rededicate your life to Srila Prabhupada. That is how he celebrated his birthday. It was a rededication, always. Don't surrender one time, he said. We always need to surrender. So on this wonderful day, dedicated to Maharaj's glorification and Prabhupada's glorification, I also want to encourage you, please do make a rededication to reading Prabhupada's books. Before you go to bed tonight, you must read at least a paragraph in Srila Prabhupada's books. Please do this. I'm speaking for the pleasure of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who I know as a good friend. He has written to me many times, and I'm very honored. So I will now leave you. I thank you very much. You were the most busy audience I have ever seen, but I hope that the last point struck in your mind. So all the best, and Hare Krishna, Hari Hari Bo. I will go now.
Hare Krishna, His Holiness Satchidananda Swami Maharaj Ki.